Joining me now here on the program is Ronald Wineland. Ronald is here to talk about his new book and revelation. It's called 2008, God's Final Witness. And it reveals some interesting points of interest about the future. And it's not a very rosy picture either. Ronald, welcome. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you.
Okay. You're doing fine despite what you write about, which is not such good news for what's ahead.
Well, no, it's not. Not what we're getting ready to go into in 2008, but, you know, life goes on, and we need to make the best of life and use it the best way we can, and certainly we're going to go into some very difficult times. It's actually a prophesied time of 3.5 years. It's the final 3.5 years before it all comes to an end, before God brings it to an end, but he's going to allow the earth to go into what's called the Great Tribulation. It's really described in the Bible as the worst times that have ever come on the earth.
Now, before we get to details about that, you wrote another book called The Prophesied End Time.
Yes.
And this is, I imagine, a follow-up. Is this one that has more specific information?
You got it exactly right. That's exactly it.
Where does the prophecy emanate from originally? And obviously, you talk about Scripture, but where in Scripture?
Well, the Bible is filled, especially in the prophets, they've all talked about everything has led up to a point in time that's coming to the end of what's called the Age of Man, which is a period of 6,000 years that God allotted to man to have his own governments, his own religions, and so forth. And it is at that time that God allows the earth to come to a point where, because of technology, you know, why hasn't technology through hundreds of years, thousands of years, why just now at this time did we finally get to a point in time where man could get it together and come up with all the kinds of inventions and so forth that we have? The reality is because it's been withheld from mankind for all this time, because if we had developed nuclear power and the things that we have now, we would have annihilated ourselves long ago. So God lets us get to a point in time where we come to a point where we're able, capable of annihilating ourselves. And truly, that's what happens in the Third World War that's coming here, that if God did not intervene, he said that we would do exactly that. So that's when he stops it. But he brings it to a point of precise timing, the end of 6,000 years, and that's where we are.
The end of 6,000 years, literally in, what, 3.5 years or less?
Exactly, within 3.5. Well, with what happened starts in 2008, that's when the final tribulation, the Great Tribulation, begins, and that is a period of 3.5 years. The first 6 months, basically, has to do with the demise of the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and parts of Western Europe. At that point in time, there's a great power that arises in Europe, a superpower, a super Europe. They arise on the scene, and right behind them is a power out of Asia, Russia and China, that get together, and they start a Third World War with Europe, basically.
Now, how does the United States, the North America as we know it, disappear in a sense? Is it through a nuclear holocaust, or is it through attrition? I mean, obviously attrition would have to happen rather quickly in 2 years.
Yes, it's going to happen very rapidly for us, because it's basically terrorism. It is a follow-up to terrorism, just like what happened in 9/11. That is a foreshadow, basically, of what's going to happen to the whole country, is that a coordinated attack, various cities throughout the United States, port cities especially. There are things prophesied about port cities that are going to take place. And if you take San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, places down around Houston and so forth, plus inland cities, Chicago, Washington, D.C., when those are coordinated like 9/11 was with nuclear weapons, it brings us to our knees. We are not capable of functioning. Look what 9/11 did, simply just in New York City with the stock market. It had to close for a time there. And when Chicago, the commodities markets, when the government is hit in Washington, the military, the center of all of our military, we're just going to be on our knees. We're not going to be able to function as a country anymore. And that's when Europe actually steps in. They do it in the auspices of saving us, of helping us, basically, and preventing us from retaliating. And they become a new superpower. It's not a pretty picture. It's a horrifying picture of what takes place.
Ronald Wineland is here. His work is called 2008, God's Final Witness. A question that comes up often, and that is, when prophecies like this, and I'm not referring to yours at this point because it hasn't happened yet, but when prophecies like this in the past have occurred, the prophecies have occurred, and then the end has not come, we don't hear much from the prophets after that. I mean, you are going out, maybe you, well, I'm sure you believe this, but you're going out on a bit of a limb here, because 2008 we can all kind of gather around the radio, if there is one, in 2008 and say, you're either right or wrong.
That's exactly right. Well, there's only one answer in the Bible, and that is, it's a false prophet. Anyone that says something that doesn't come to pass, they're false. And that's why a lot of times I get a little aggravated, because when things like Katrina or 9/11 or major catastrophic events happen, there are so many religious leaders that jump on a type of bandwagon and they start saying, well, God is saying this and this is why God did that. And, you know, it's easy to look at a catastrophe and then try to say something that happened because of whatever they want to say at that time. But to foretell something, to tell something in the future, to tell something that's going to come to pass, that is really the proof of whether or not someone is sent by God, whether or not indeed they have a message to give. And that's why this entire book has been written, 2008, God's Final Witness, because it does very minutely describe things that are going to take place in this country and around the world during that period of time. And it's a difficult, I'll tell you what, it's a kind of a tough job, because I understand, you know, where I'm putting myself, but I know that it has to be done. I know that it's true. And people have to know what they can turn to when those things begin to happen.
Yeah, you just said it has to be done. Does it have to be done as prophesied, or can man affect change and deliver his own fate if he, in the general sense, wises up in the next months?
The reality is he will not. That's been 6,000 years of man. There was only one nation that ever listened, and God knew what they would do before he ever sent Jonah there anyway. God knows the hearts of mankind, what we're like, how we're going to respond to various conditions, and he knows exactly how we're going to respond now. We've always been the same. We don't really want God unless we're in an emergency type of situation as a whole, you know, then we're ready to do anything we need to do. But the reality is, when we really are told what we're supposed to do, there are laws in existence that bring happiness, that bring fullness in life, and people really don't want to do those. They fight and resist those things, and it's just a strange thing of human nature. We're very selfish, we're very inward, we're very selfishly motivated, and that's what God is going to help us to change. But it has to happen in a massive way across the world, like it's going to take place, because what really happens at the end of this is a time of good news. It's really what the good news means anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ is going to come back to this earth a second time to set up government on this earth. There's going to be one government, one religion on the earth. There's not going to be the massive confusion in religion. Just like when these things start happening in 2008 and before they start happening, before 2008, there are going to be some things take place, and there are going to be religious people get on the bandwagon and say, this is what's happening, and people are going to be confused. Who do you listen to? Well, if someone's been out here telling it a year in advance, they're going to know who to listen to, and that's why this has been written.
The fact that 2008 also happens to be an election year here in this country, and an important one, does any of your prophecy have to do with whoever sits in the White House, whoever is running our country at the time?
We have our last president.
I beg your pardon?
We have our last president right now.
Will he be in office when this...
There will be no one elected to office who will come into office in 2009. Even if we have the ability to scrounge together an election. You know, there's a show out there called Jericho right now that isn't too far off base. When we are hit in so many areas, government is going to be shattered. There are going to be groups rising up in different parts to try to formulate one. That's not too far off base as to what's coming.
And our enemies who are going to perpetrate this, we have an idea as to who they are now, the Islamic terrorists and so forth.
Yep.
What befalls them? What's their fate?
Well, before it's all over with, there are a lot of countries, there are some nations in this world that are going to be totally wiped off the map, and they're going to fare very, very poorly when it's all said and done, because the major wars that take place are going to be on their turf.
Will there be nuclear?
In the beginning there will be. And I want to get a quick plug in here if I could, too. If people want, they can get this book free. They can go into bookstores and get it if they want to and pay for it, but we are offering it free if they just go to www.endtime2008.com. We'll send them a free book, because people really need to know what's coming. But that is a good example of what's going to take place when Europe arises and China and Russia come together, because they're going to be fighting for territory. They're going to be fighting for turf out there, and India is going to take a horrible shattering from China. It's going to be nuclear war. That's going to be one of the first things that takes place in that part of the world. And some of those nations are not going to fare very well. But that's the whole story. A lot of people don't understand what in the world Armageddon is about. There's been so much said about it, and people have been so far off base as to what it's about. Really, what it's about is they come to a point in time where they realize that they can no longer continue to use nuclear weapons. If they do, they understand they're going to destroy themselves. And so that's why people come together. That's why the Far East, Russia and China, and together come together to fight against Europe. And the way they come together is a place in the ghetto. It's the area from Iraq all the way down to Israel. They actually come together there for a face-to-face confrontation to fight each other, because they know that if they use nuclear weapons, they're going to destroy themselves. They're going to destroy the world. And that's when God intervenes to stop it all, because the reality is that one that starts losing is the one that will start using the nuclear weapons no matter what. That's the way man is.
Mm. Well, I certainly hope, no offense, that they're not all right.
Because, I know. I know.
It would be lovely to think that we can learn from prophecy, even if it's not necessarily on the money yet. We can give us a fair warning to straighten up.
Well, there's going to be a lot of people come through this. There are going to be a lot of people begin to change their life, and they will come through this and live in a new world.
What is the website again, please?
It's endtime2008.com.
All right. Ronald Wineland, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Disturbing and yet fascinating at the same time. Thanks for listening and calling in and talking to us.
Thank you.
Take care.